Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book The Gifts of Imperfection, Let Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be and Embrace Who You Are. This book discusses all we need to know about imperfection and vulnerability. When do you feel vulnerable? A breakup, a job loss, a loved one's death, or dealing with a demanding boss who stresses you out, handling accusations from clients, or family conflicts? Vulnerability has become so omnipresent, and it seems to break us so easily. In the face of vulnerability, some people grieve alone, some get drunk late at night, some indulge in binge eating, and others get into fights. Either way, most people will attribute the cause of all this to a sentence that hurts and blames themselves, "I'm so useless." Psychological problems are on the rise among nowadays. According to data released by the World Health Organization in 2017, of the 6 billion people globally, more than 1 billion have mental and psychological disorders, including more than 300 million who have depression and more than 260 million with anxiety. We live in a society that also now tends to believe that most of these mental and psychological illnesses are the manifestations of vulnerability. In turn, this makes each of us believe that it is vulnerability that prevents us from growing. However, the book's author Brené Brown argues that it's our own vulnerability that gives us strength. Having this strength allows us to live and love wholeheartedly. Brené Brown, a professor at the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work, has spent the past two decades researching shame and vulnerability. She has also collected tens of thousands of true stories of Be Yourself. She's the first person to explore love and our sense of belonging and self-worth from a vulnerability perspective. The book points out that shame and fear are the roots of vulnerability, while embracing vulnerability brings joy, creativity, love, and a sense of belonging. After reviewing the book today, you'll learn about a new emotional disposition that will help you achieve enlightenment, peace of mind, and tranquility. This book stayed at number one on the New York Times bestseller for more than 18 weeks, and has sold more than 1 million copies since its release. Brown's work has struck a strong nerve with many readers, and she has received countless touching emails from her readers. But this is not all. The book Daring Greatly has also been highly recommended by Oprah Winfrey, the famous American talk show host, and Steven Pinker, the renowned cognitive psychologist. Ali Edwards, author of Life Artist, once commented, "Courage, compassion, and connection, through Brené's research, observations, and guidance, these three little words can open the door to amazing change in your life." We've also unlocked two other books by Brown, Rising Strong and Daring Greatly. Feel free to look up these two bookies if you're interested. Next, we will explain the book in three parts. Part 1, Embracing Vulnerability Grants Us the Power to Practice Wholeheartedness. Part 2, The Barriers from Vulnerability to Wholeheartedness. Part 3, Ways to Turn Vulnerability into Wholeheartedness. Everyone wants to live their ideal life. Suppose you edit the snippets of everyone's experience and put them together. In this case, you'll find thousands of people trapped in their own vulnerabilities. At the same time, you'll see that there are still many people living their lives in amazing and inspiring ways amid the many stories of vulnerability. So, what traits do these vulnerable people have in common? From her research, Brown discovered that these people are the wholehearted. By showing vulnerability, courage, compassion, and connection, they are able to obtain love and a sense of belonging, and therefore live a wholehearted life. Let's start with courage. Courage is the ability to reveal weakness. There is so much uncertainty in the things we encounter every day. When things don't go our way or when something uncertain arises, we tend to become terrified. Typically, most of the time, most people will take the first step to hide these anxieties and make themselves seem less vulnerable. For example, in a failed interview, a lover's breakup, or a missing work bonus, We mostly downplay the loss by saying it's not a big deal to cover up our feelings of loss. This is because most people believe that exposing their vulnerabilities in front of others is a sign of weakness. Brown, however, suggests that vulnerability isn't a weakness. When we're displaying vulnerability, we can also see the courage in ourselves. Such courage is the ability to open up to others about our real inner thoughts and feelings, including good and bad experiences. When we express our inner vulnerability, it also becomes easier for people around us to share their feelings too. Brown shares the example of a mom who was in a traffic jam and missed her daughter's kindergarten performance. As she hurriedly arrived, frantically searching for her daughter, she was greeted with accusatory stares from parents who seemingly felt superior for arriving on time. In her bewildered state, one of the moms tapped her on the shoulder and shared that she also missed the show not because she was late, but because she completely forgot the event. This unpunctual mother listened with a slightly relaxed expression on her face and wiped away her tears. From this story, we can learn that when we sit back to share our flaws and vulnerabilities, we practice courage and convey a message to others: you're not alone. This is what Brown calls the ripple effect of courage. The ripple effect of courage shows compassion. Compassion here is neither sympathy nor giving aid from a position of superiority. It's equal and empathetic, not arbitrarily accusative and corrective. For instance, when someone confides in you about their pain, you listen attentively as an equal rather than find ways to comfort or correct them. It's a showing of compassion. Acceptance is the core of compassion. It means to accept one's own vulnerability as well as the vulnerabilities of others. The courage to reveal weakness and see our dark side can make us more empathetic toward others' griefs. By showing vulnerability, we see courage and compassion in ourselves. In addition to courage and compassion, Brown also points out that the third life necessity for living a wholehearted life is connection. What is connection? Simply put, connection is our contact with the outside world. When each of us shows vulnerability, we desperately need others to listen and seek attention. This is when connection occurs. According to Brown, connection is the energy that is created between people. When we feel seen, heard, and valued, and gain support and strength from an interpersonal relationship, such power of connection will flow. The stronger the connection, the greater the energy. However, not all connections are supportive and empowering. Many people are also hurt in the network of interpersonal connections. This type of trauma causes them to close their hearts. They no longer want to connect with others. There's also the culture of independence that we've been raised with, making many people fearful and reluctant to ask for help. All these phenomena cut off the flow of connection. The most effective way to get the connected energy flowing in both directions is to display vulnerability in front of people we trust. We can't get everyone to accept us, but at least try to find someone who is worth talking to. This is the filterability of connection. Many people find it embarrassing to speak out about their suffering. As a matter of fact, it's hiding pain that provides the greatest torment and potential danger, just as Shakespeare said, "Hidden stove of sad like flame out can cause heart burning into ashes." Therefore, we should be brave to say what we mean. As we display vulnerability, practice courage, compassion, and connection, that is when we confront life and look at people around us by saying unashamedly, "I'm so tired," you can feel a stronger love and a sense of belonging. Love is the most important thing in our lives, and a sense of belonging is an integral part of human life. Love is an indispensable part of belonging. But we have a hard time talking about love, and we tend to confuse belonging with fitting in. Many people think that fitting into an environment will provide them with a sense of belonging. Yet Brown points out that fitting in is about changing ourselves and blending into our surroundings in order to be accepted. Belonging, on the other hand, doesn't require us to change who we are, it requires us to be who we are. For example, let's say you shuttle from city to city for your job, you've thus fitted into such a work condition. If you attend various dinner parties to better connect with your clients, you've fitted into such an environment. But these practices don't actually give you a sense of belonging. As human beings, we can only feel a sense of belonging when we expose our vulnerability. Our sense of belonging will be the most intense when others accept us as weak and helpless. The only reason we fitted in certain occasions is because of the masks we wear. Hence, fitting in becomes our barrier to achieving a real sense of belonging. According to Brown, true love and belonging can only be attained when we stop masquerading and reveal our most authentic imperfect selves. That concludes our content for Part 1. Embracing vulnerability grants us the power to practice wholeheartedness. Let's briefly review. By showing vulnerability, we see courage and compassion in ourselves. When our words are heard and noticed, a connection is created to allow the energy to flow between people. Practicing courage, compassion, and connection leads us to live a wholehearted life. In the meantime, we acquire love and a sense of belonging. Love and belonging in turn are the source of our ability to live wholeheartedly. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.